If you are using your intuition or only asking your spirit guides or spiritual support team for guidance on which step to take or which choice to make, you are missing out on the power of what your intuition can really do. And instead, you actually need to do this. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. When we use our intuition to essentially get an answer to this or that, or if we're asking our spiritual support team for the option they suggest is best, you are missing the true depth, the true power of what is actually available to you. And so if you're listening to this and kind of recognizing yourself in that example, firstly, it's okay. Just go gently and lovingly, but please stop and do this instead. Working with your inner wisdom as if it is a magic eight ball, or asking for the higher guidance from your spiritual support team, or SST as I often call them, if you're just asking your SST to act essentially like a signpost in your outer world, directing you, you know, if you're in the magic car of life and you're hurtling along and then you ask your SST and they say, go this way, and then, you know, you steer your life in that direction, it is really, really limiting. So my daughter has a magic eight ball. You know, it's a kind of cheap thing that we've picked up in Kmart, right? And what I mean by that, if you don't know what a magic eight ball is, it is like an eight ball. It looks like from pool, the game pool or billiards. But when you shake it, instead of having the number eight on it, it actually serves up an answer. So kind of a divination tool, right? But if you're using your intuition or your spiritual support team in that way, like asking a question and kind of shaking it up and getting a relatively generic, somewhat limited answer, you're really selling yourself short. In fact, it's really only just another way of outsourcing your power. Much like when we ask our friends, our family, our mentor, whomever, for their input. Now, don't get me wrong, asking for advice, whether from our physical support team or our spiritual support team or our own inner guidance, is useful. But we must be sure that who and what or how we're asking for that guidance actually puts you back in the driver's seat of your own life. And look, it might be okay as a one-off to work with your inner and higher guidance for those sort of yes-no answers, this or that. And certainly in the beginning, when we're starting to work with our intuition or we're just getting used to the idea of receiving insight and information from our spirit guides, it's okay to ask for these kinds of questions or to ask for this kind of input. But as a long-term strategy, the more you develop and grow your abilities, the more that you're learning to trust your intuition and your spiritual support team, it's really doing you a disservice. Now, as I say that, my own spiritual support team has just jumped in saying it is really, particularly when working with your spirit guides. Now, they don't have judgment, but they do have a sense of humor. They're saying it's the equivalent of going to the world's foremost, leading neuroscientist or brain surgeon and asking about the blister on your foot. Your spirit guides will still answer you. Like I said, there's no judgment. But gee, it's a waste of their expertise. So it's not the best use, right? And as I said before, it's really doing you a disservice. So what I think is the biggest shift that you can make in your approach in developing and working with and trusting both that inner guidance and higher guidance is this. When you change the way you work with your guidance and put the emphasis on completely transforming your inner world, you're actually going to receive better guidance than this way or that. And what you're going to receive is going to bring you back into alignment with who you really are. Put another way, as my spiritual support team has just popped in, you're going to get a much better result when you're asking the neurosurgeon or maybe the brain surgeon for something more than a blister. So over the past 15 years, I've been observing this and tracking this, not only in my own growth and development, but also with the thousands of students and clients that I have worked with. And my own spiritual support team has confirmed it and actually started to channel these different stages. So not only have I had the insight from my spiritual support team, but I have actually seen it in action and I know it works. I have charted from spirit and experienced and seen the way that thousands of people actually have moved through these different stages. And so lately I've been talking about this spiritual awakening, and that is one stage. But as we begin to awaken more, we expand our awareness to this non-physical environment. And certainly as we begin to tap into our inner wisdom and we're accessing that guidance from the higher planes and essentially from our spiritual support team, we are actually moving through very specific, deliberate stages. And if we kind of just stay playing with the magic eight ball approach, if we are just asking for yes, no answers, is this the right choice? Should I make that decision or this one? If we stay stuck there, we're actually really missing out on the other stages. We're missing out on the deeper personal growth and transformation that our inner and higher guidance is actually providing us. It's rather like taking a problem with a blister to a brain surgeon. So when you start to relate to your guidance differently, you will start to see that your power and your intuitive power, your higher guidance, and the power that it holds is actually so much more than a signpost in your outer world, right? So I said before, if you're using the guidance as a way to navigate life, do I turn left? Do I turn right? Do I wait? Do I go? You're really using your inner and higher guidance to navigate your outer world alone. And instead, when you change your relationship and you actually start to understand what the real power is in your intuition and in your higher guidance, the guidance actually starts to take you inward. And there is an inward guided journey that is naturally going to upgrade your energy. It's going to naturally increase your vibration. It's going to naturally lead you through the clearing and healing, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. It's going to point you directly to the thing to focus on. When you do that, and then you follow that guidance, it will ultimately bring you into the fullness of who you really are. It's going to reveal not just your inner path and purpose, but it will also show you how to bring it out to that outer world. Lately on the podcast and in my weekly newsletters, I've been sharing how really I spent quite a bit of time at the start of this year kind of waiting for answers and spent quite a bit of time spinning in indecision. And that is okay. That has its place. It has its time. But it only changed when I changed my approach. And so if you do want to spend a bit more time exploring that, you can go back to the last few episodes in the podcast to hear more about that. But what was actually inside those episodes was the real game changer. And that is that when you use your intuition, or you work with your spirit guides to understand why you've received that guidance, everything else changes. And it changes with a lot more ease. When you are using your intuition or your access to your spiritual support team to understand why this way might be better than that way, everything changes. And when you understand why that guidance is true for you, because I could ask the same question and be told to go the other way. So when you understand why it's true for you, everything changes. When you understand why your spiritual support team is perhaps pointing in that direction rather than the other, everything changes. And of course, when you understand why your spiritual support team is suggesting that for you, everything changes. What you receive from that question, the why, adding the context, seeing the bigger picture, it's going to prompt a whole other journey. But it is the journey that will actually prompt change. Now, this is exactly the secret sauce that I realized I needed to bring to the Guided Collective community. This membership that I have said I'm putting together, which I am, and I'm still just putting some finishing touches on. I realized that it was the missing piece. And also in some previous episodes, and I think I even put this in a newsletter too, or maybe on my socials, but I realized that for the last few years, I've actually been testing and iterating various aspects of this. I've got the programs. I know that the system works. I've got the forecasts and I know the power that they hold. I know the importance of being able to turn your own oracle cards or which meditation to use at which time or how to even use your guidance yourself to, for want of a better description, self-diagnose, to self-map your inner and outer path. And so that's exactly what's going into the Guided Collective community. It is going to bring all of that together and meet you at your personal intersection, where trusting your guidance and knowing what it's really asking you to do in the context of the collective environment and the collective upgrade or the collective energy. It's really about knowing how your personal journey and what that is and what's where you're up to and what you need to do at that particular stage, how your personal journey intersects with the collective forecasts that up until now I've shared in a few different forms. But they will be available in this membership, because what I've also realized is that one without the other may also be a disservice, especially now as the collective energy is moving into another wave of awakening and things are speeding up. So when we have all the context, we have the why to why you're receiving that guidance, why now you're receiving that guidance. And just to use the example, why didn't Spirit just tell me a few years ago to put all of this together? Well, because we didn't need it a few years ago. There are lessons for me and for those who came in to the various iterations. When the time is right, we understand more. So, in a year where the collective energy is really moving us through this theme of meaning and balance, that's exactly what I want the Guided Collective community, this membership space, to do for all of the members who come in, and for all of the information that's in there. I do believe, truly believe, it is incredibly meaningful, but all of those components will bring about the balance that it's needed. So if you are already on the wait list for the Guided Collective community, you are going to get first access very, very, very soon, and you will be invited in as a founding member, which means that you will get this at the best price that it's ever going to be at. And you may even get it before I open the doors publicly, i.e. to people who aren't on the wait list, if there's space. So please make sure that you've added your name to that waitlist. You'll find it at helenjacobs.co/waitlist. I'll add the link in the show notes, and then you will know how to get first access and a very special personalized bonus when you join. There's more information coming on that really soon. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.